Hi, welcome to Jersey Mike's.
So how do shore points work?
As you can see, 6 regular number 13s plus 3 giant 7s equals a free regular number 13. But now, 8 number 13s, each plus a Pepsi and a Lay's, will also equal a free regular number 13. Or it could equal a regular free number 17 if you want.
Uh-huh, okay.
So Pepsi and Lay's now earn you more points towards free subs. It's simple math, really.
That adds up.
Exactly. Download the Jersey Mike's app and earn rewards toward free subs with every Pepsi, Lay's, and sub you purchase.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And folks out there, listen, again, I wanted to say this is why people have lost any confidence in the judicial system. When there is a good ruling, when they rule like a they did when they overturned Roe v. Wade, with the opposition, the children from hell, they get out and they go right to the judges' houses knowing totally that what they were doing was illegal, but they didn't care, okay, because they're much more aggressive for wickedness and evil than God's people are supposed to be for righteousness, right? And so, again, folks out there listening, if you let this happen, and you folks out there in Brunswick, in that area, I mean, there's enough of you right around here at 2930 Laurel Road. There's enough of you that live right there that you can come out at noon Monday and stand with Maria there, Walling. And here, you need to call and let Judge Gary Warner know that he's supposed to do his job. He's supposed to hear these cases, and that's what judges are supposed to do. And that number is 330-723-3287, extension 234. Let me give you that again. It's 330-723-3287-234. Again, the case number in that court, in that case is 21 CVC 02447. That's 21 CVC 02447. But you have to let them know. They need to know that you're listening. They know to know you're not going to take it anymore. This is, you know, you're supposed to stand against corruption, and so resistance to tyranny is always obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience for God, from Genesis to Revelation. You know, be polite. Remember who you are. We don't use the tactics of the opposition. We don't call and curse and use foul language like our opposition does. You know, we're better than that. We're much better than that. But you need to call him and let him know that he's supposed to do his job, right? And that you're listening.
Right.
So be out there at Marie Walling's place at 2930 Laurel Road, 2930 Laurel Road, Brunswick Hills, Ohio, 44212.
Can I say something? This
sure.
Bailiff that is supposed to be coming there at 2 p.m. on Monday, he told me when I spoke with him yesterday that he has, I think the words that he used were some wiggle room as to when he had to be there, and he said it might be a day or two later.
Well, here's what I would do. I would still go out there.
Maybe people could, like Monday morning, call Maria to find out if she knows whether the eviction is going forward on, you know, Monday at 2 or not.
Okay, now, that bailiff is...
Only to find out that it's, you know, the eviction is not happening.
Is that bailiff David Ellinger?
Yeah.
Well, then you could call David Ellinger and ask him, tell him, you know, you're concerned. And I would call him and let him know. Because if you folks out there say you want to be out there, let him know. Believe me, they get enough calls, the word's going to go out. Now, if you have a large crowd out there, And then I would call all the local media and tell them, we don't want you out here. Call NBC, ABC, CBS. We don't want you out here because we know that you won't tell the truth. That way they'll come out, okay? And and so here...
Reverse psychology.
Well, they'll always do the opposite of what they're supposed to do, right? But David, Bailiff David Ellinger's phone number is 330-723-3287, extension 234. He actually called back some of the people that called him. 330-723-3287. This is 330-723-3287. Now, there's a lot of people out there in Brunswick listening to this program right now. There's enough people out there listening to this program right now where they could have that house surrounded. And like I said, I would call all the local media, because if they're going to, and they do it to you, they're taking people's properties all across this country. And if people don't stand up, the neighbors don't stand up. If you don't stand up, remember the saying, they came for these people, they came for the Jews, and I didn't stand, and so on and so forth. And when they came for me, there was no one left. Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. You need to stand up. That's what I spoke out at last night when I was out there over in Canton at Mulligan's Restaurant. Where do we go from here? And God gives us three missions, very clear missions, no stuttering. You either stand up for your freedom or you don't deserve a minute of it. And so there you go.
And I think if you're just all your listeners across the country, if they, you know, they can't come out to support her, but if they just picked up a phone and called, that would set up a big message to them.
You know, you're
maybe,
absolutely right.
You know, maybe they need to rethink it.
Can I?
Yeah. Sure.
Can I jump in here, Pastor? I think of the two people to call, the judge would be the. You know, I would rather people call the judge than the bailiff, because the bailiff is just doing what, you know, the judge tells him to do. You know, the judge is the one that pulls the strings here, not the bailiff.
I know that.
And that's not to say that you shouldn't call him either, but it seems to me that you're going to get you're going to get better results by calling the judge on this than by calling the bailiff.
All right, but it wouldn't hurt to call both. Anyhow,
yes, I agree.
Let's I'm going to give that address now. Let me ask you this: can we give for there's people out there listening to this program and they would like to talk to, maybe talk to you or Maria, maybe for more information. Can you give them a number that they could call and say, "Look, I want to come out and help you, but let me ask you this"? Or and I know we've already gotten all kinds of people calling us, our office, saying that they should do this and they should do that, okay? And we don't have enough staff to keep up with all of this stuff.
Right,
so
right. I'll be glad to give you my phone number where I can be reached.
Okay.
It's 216-394-8802.
All right. And so, folks,
And my number, I'm sorry.
That's Fritz Neal, attorney Fritz Neal, and now Maria.
T-Z, and then N-E-I-L.
Okay, and then Maria, Maria Walling, and give them your number, Maria.
Area code 216-217-9425. Your prayers are greatly appreciated right now.
All right, and we will be praying for you. John McTernan, Chaplain McTernan, would you offer up a prayer for these people? Would you do that tonight?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we are very upset with the lawlessness in the legal realm in this country, Lord. It's on all levels. Federal, state, and local. Lord, these justices are rogue, and they have a corrupt system, and they police money from the people, Lord. They steal property. They steal money from the elderly. It's spread across the whole country. And when this has come to the public's attention, then we're asking now, because it's come to the public attention, that the truth will come out and this will stop. And all we want is the truth, Lord. That's it. We just want the truth. So the stealing of this woman's home will stop. It'll be rightly hers. Thank and bless the attorney in this, Lord. Greatly bless him for the great effort that he's made. And I pray that many people will make an effort now on Monday to call in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, John. Thank you. Maria Fritz, I've got to get back on with the rest of the program. Okay, but first we got a question for Fritz. Go ahead. Okay, Natalie in Massachusetts, okay, bring her up, but we have a program to finish here tonight, so we're not going to open all the phone lines, but go ahead, Natalie.
Pastor Ernie, thank you for taking my call. After listening to what was going on, I have a suggestion. It seems to me that where it's a municipal court, that they should be able to take it over to Superior Court and get an immediate injunction. And it would stop it immediately, and it'll bring it before another court judge, and it should be able to be heard before another court judge in a different district, take it out of that judge's hands. She should be able
to get... Well, in Ohio, they're called common pleas courts, and that's just what we're going to do. On Monday morning, we're going to go into the Medina County Common Pleas Court
and get an injunction.
You know, basically argue our case with them.
You need an injunction to stop the eviction immediately. You have to get a temporary injunction to stop it immediately so that it can be heard before another judge.
All right. Very good. Yeah, he's...
Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you, Evelyn. We have to move on. Thanks for calling. Fritz, thank you, Maria. We've got to move on, but keep me in touch with what's going on, and I'll try to get a hold of Judge...
so much,
Gary Warner,
for giving us, this vehicle to let, you know, your listeners know what's going on here.
Thank you so much. God bless everyone.
And again, I just want to say one more time, folks. Again, if you don't stand up when you can, the time will come when you won't be able to. You got to stand up because it's Maria today, and it'll be you tomorrow. And so, well, thanks and God bless. And we're going to keep you folks in prayer. I'll make sure that we're praying for you too, Sunday in church. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks. God bless.
Thank you.
All right. John, we're going to move on from here. We have this, okay. Newly uncovered documents reveals left-wing deep state elites battle plan against American Christians. That's right. The Marxist far left in America has always had a disdain, a hatred for Christians because they don't want Americans to believe in or trust in anyone or anything but them. Now a newly uncovered document reveals how the deep state is planning to go after American Christians and persecute them in ways that are not only unconstitutional, but reminiscent of totalitarian regimes. Totalitarian. I'm twisting my tongue tonight, right?
There you go.
Regimes of the recent past. A report by World News Daily, two shocking and unprecedented megatrends are unfolding simultaneously in the United States of America right now. The first is the explosion of what can only be described as openly predatory targeting of Christian children by legions of gender activists obsessed with seducing, grooming, and recruiting kids into the phantasmagoric transgender world of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, surgical amputations of healthy body parts, and astronomical suicide rates. The outlet, you know, we just noted the other night, we did the program, we had the the clip of that company that builds caskets. And, you know, the death rate up is up 40%, John McTernan, 40% over just, you know, last year. And they're saying it was an amazing thing because of 40% higher in adult caskets, but 5 times higher in children's caskets. They're going after the children. And why would they go after the children? Whatever God loves the most, they hate the most. And so that's what's going on here. Let me go ahead and just read a little bit more. While there's sexual gender anarchy explosion nationwide, alongside of it, of course, is the rest of the deranged Biden. The deranged. Joe Biden is a pedophile. Biden agenda. From engineering an ever-expanding foreign invasion of America across its southern borders to destroying the nation's fossil fuel industry to bringing the U.S. to the brink of nuclear war with Russia. You know, now if you say, what gives me the right to say that Joe Biden's a pedophile? His daughter.
Yeah.
Her diary, right?
And there's a bunch of videos also that...
Yeah, I've seen some of them.
It's just unreal.
Yeah, you can't even talk about it. I mean, they are unreal. With him in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
To destroying the nation's fossil fuel industry, to bringing the U.S. to the brink of nuclear war with Russia, the very same political, financial, cultural, and sexual revolutionaries responsible for all the chaos have finally dared to come out publicly, identify who exactly they consider to be their biggest enemy, and that is the Christians. There you go.
This is... along similar lines, but it's don't hold your breath. Durham issues 30 court subpoenas in the Igor Danchenko trial. Now, he's the source for the Steele dossier from the 2016 Russia boondoggle. And this kind of goes, article just basically sums it up. Keep in mind, this is from 2016, and there's been nothing, no prosecutions, nothing to really come of it. Unfortunately, Durham has been a disgraceful disappointment. He only comes out when the deep state wants Americans to believe that there is a Justice Department. We know from the Mueller exam, Hillary, and Obama crimes, they were all ignored. The Epstein murder trial that was called suicide, and the 2020 election steal, that there is no Justice Department in the USA today.
No, and there is not.
And think about Epstein. Not one pedophile has ever come to, I don't even think, ever been indicted or prosecuted. They've got that whole list of all these clients of his, and not one of them has ever come to justice.
And John McTernan, the people that could have stopped a lot of this, the people that could have been changed right now, and we could have been bringing these people to justice, but the people that should have done their job, like these judges who refuse to hear cases, like Mike Pence. Yeah. Mike Pence, if Mike Pence has done what he should have done, if Mike Pence had said, you know what, you know, I want to take a look at this before I certify this, right here in front of me, I have a lot of evidence that of election fraud. Yeah. Right here in front of me. And if he had done his job and said, look, I want to take 10 days.
And just look through it.
And I want to look at the evidence here before I certify this. That would have been the right thing. Now, had Tom Cotton and some of those U.S. senators stood up with him, we didn't expect the rhinos. We didn't expect any of the rhinos to stand. But had the senators. Now, praise the good Lord for people like Josh Hawley and Jim Jordan and those that had the integrity, that had the honesty, had the integrity, statesmen that did stand their ground. But shame on those that failed us. They failed God, they failed country. And those were the rhinos. And because they failed us, you had Joe Biden stole that election.
Yeah.
He is still, to this very day, not the legitimate president of the United States. And anyone and everyone that says he is a liar, there's no truth in him.
And you can go back to the state legislatures of each one of those six states. They could have they didn't have to send those off to the federal government. They could have actually said, we need to look at it. They didn't have to certify them.
And even right now in Arizona, that Supreme Court in Arizona is still, and I'll get to that, they're still corrupt. They're still crooked. Look at here. There's an article right here. The Biden regime threatens pharmacists who won't fill baby-killing prescriptions. They're as corrupt and evil as corrupt and evil can get. Here this guy, Health and Human Services Director, who has nothing, who had no experience in that, who is pushing. This man, when he was in California, Xavier Becerra, he tried to prosecute people for exposing the fact that they were using live babies and dissecting them alive. He went after the people that exposed the whistleblowers. He's filled with Satanism. This man is evil to the core. He's evil to the core. But you know who's more responsible? John McTurnan, who's more responsible for this than all of the rest? And that's the prissy preachers that didn't have the courage to stand and preach the Word of God the way they would. Those that had the responsibility, that were called to stand and preach the gospel boldly and not compromise it, not tickle the ears of the people to make them feel good so that they would fill the offering plate. But men of God, real men of God, who preached the Bible like they did like the days of old, okay, well, those prissy preachers, those apostates, they're, I'm going to tell you, no place has our Lord been more, well, dishonored than from the pulpits of those apostate hireling churches. What say John McTurnan?
Well, I say amen, 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 Pastor Ernie. They don't seem to have the fear of God in them. The Bible talks about God judging the land for wickedness. It doesn't seem to enter their mind that it could be the United States or it is the United States. Pastor Ernie, we've been going through about a 12-year drought here. Lake Mead is just about drying up in Nevada, and it won't be given water or electricity. There's Lake Powell, Salt Lake City's drying up. Crops are all dying. We're at the bottom. We're at the end of this drought, Pastor Ernie. And the Bible says that God will turn a fruitful ground into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. And we've said it here on this show for quite a while. Where are the preachers calling for, crying out to the Lord, calling for repentance, calling for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, asking the Lord to heal our land? It just doesn't seem to be there, Pastor, just for a handful like yourself.
Well, you're right, John, and of course, I count you amongst that. That Black Robe Regiment that we have out there, there are a lot of us, but unfortunately, it's too few of those who we consider patriot pastors who are people that actually are saved pastors that are bold. And if they're actually saved, they're bold as lions, and that are doing the will of God. Those that are preaching boldly, like the saints of old did, and. And like the founding fathers in this nation during the war for independence, every now and then I'll read one of their sermons, their election day sermons, and they were bold. And we have a few bold preachers out there, and I praise the good Lord for each and every one of them. We have a number of them right here on this radio station. And so, anyhow, folks... And you know, a lot of the reason for that, too, John, is people like to have their ears tickled. They'll want to go someplace where often the people, the prissy preacher will tickle their ears and telling them how much God wants to do for them instead of what they're supposed to be doing for God, right?
Yep.
Okay? And so that's what, he tells you, James 1:22, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. And so those people that are going there, going to the apostate church, going to the prosperity churches and having their ears tickled, they're only deceiving themselves, aren't they? Because they're not going to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. they're going to hear, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you, huh?"
Yep. I think the difference between the politicians and the church leaders, the politicians are supposed to represent us. They betrayed us. They're complete derelicts, and we almost expect it at this point. But woe unto the church leaders that are leading the flocks astray, because they're supposed to represent the Lord our God, and their penalty is going to be far greater.
The hirelings, I truly believe that, the hirelings. Okay, here you go.
Pastor Ernie, I have a question for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
About Ohio politics. You mentioned this mayor or the district attorney of Cleveland that's keeping the abortion centers open.
Yeah, refused to, and they've been very busy, refused to prosecute and enforce heartbeat bill.
Okay. Now, what about the Attorney General of Ohio?
He says he's going to make them do it. So that's what we have to do. Yost is his name, and he told me, I was there when he told us that he was going to do that. He would enforce the law, and I believe he will. But you know what? He will if he hears from enough of us, huh?
Well, you see, now that's where I was going with this, Pastor Ernie.
I kind of figured that.
I look, with these politicians, you expect the worst and you're not disappointed, but there has to be, like, maybe his number given out and where you can call, send emails, text, things like this about, come on, let's go. You know, we're talking about human beings being killed. And what are you doing? You should be on this immediately with an injunction or whatever legal action is needed. And once these attorney generals bring these mayors and these district attorneys in line, then things will happen, Pastor Ernie.
I hear you. What I'm going to have to do, because you may have noticed that I don't ever have a slow day. Ron, you're around me. Do you ever see me with a slow day?
No. I think you get like 4 hours sleep, and that's it.
You know, we get sometimes more than 500 phone calls in a week. People want to know why I didn't return their call. You know? And then we, you know, the emails and the letters that we get. And I love the letters because people take the time to sit down and write. And I appreciate the support we give from our listeners out there and their prayers. And by the way, I want them to know, when they send in their prayer request, sometimes we'll have a stack a foot high. We pray for each and every one of them because God answers prayer. But anyhow, what I have to do is, I'm on the board of Ohio Pro-Life Action Committee, and we have some a legal counsel there. So I got to get with them and follow the best route before we go to. I'm sure they've already contacted Yost and decide on the best route, but I think that we maybe should, I don't know if turning in 1,000 phone calls to him to do something he's already decided to do will do any good, but let's take a look at that, and I'll see, because it may be come Monday I might be giving his number out, huh?
Yeah, it can't hurt.
Yeah. All right, very good, Big John. Listen to this. This is from the announcing the humanist for Biden. This is the Secular Democrats of America, their newsletter. Today, Greg Epstein, and this is the humanist for Biden. Greg Epstein, the humanist apostate chaplain at Harvard. This guy at MIT, he's satanic. He's satanic. You know, it used to be, you know, a person could get about as dumb as they wanted to be on the cheap. Didn't cost them anything hardly at all. Today, to be as dumb as you can be, you have to spend a lot of money, go to Harvard or Yale, okay? Because they will really dumb you down. They will make you as big a fool as you could possibly be. Okay, now, he goes here and says, announced a new Humanist for Biden initiative, a program for secular Democrats of America. At a time when the fastest growing faith group in the United States is people with no religious affiliation, you are religious affiliate. See, humanists are a religion. They believe in humans. They're religion. But really, they're deceived. They believe in Satan. Okay. And so here, delighted to announce the initiative of non-religious people, humanists, atheists, agnostics, and others, proud to stand with the Biden-Harris campaign because they know that Biden and Harris are just as evil and wicked and corrupt as they are, huh?
Yep.
Okay, there you go. Goes on to say, humanists for Biden marks the first time representatives of the nation's growing number of secular Antichrist Americans have been invited to participate in a coalition of communities of faith and conscience working together on a presidential campaign. The Biden-Harris campaign is working to create the most inclusive campaign and regime in the history of American politics, and we're honored to take part in that effort, the Antichrist effort. And Joe Biden is an Antichrist to the bone. Here you go. Republicans demand answers to Biden plan to promote atheism. A group of Republicans led by Representative Indiana Representative Jim Banks are demanding answers for a program by the regime of Joe Biden that they say intends to promote atheism worldwide. Listen, if Joe Biden's a good Catholic, I'm a Muslim. Banks, who chairs the Republican Study Committee, penned the letter to President Biden and Secretary of State Antony Blinken about the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor's grant program promoting atheism. And by the way, guess who's pushing this too? Bootlickin' Millie, General Miller is pushing this. The grant program promoting atheism and humanism, Fox News reported. It says in April 2021, the State Department's Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor announced a grant to a program to promote atheism worldwide. The notice of the funding opportunity was officially titled DRL FY20 IRF Promoting and Defending Religious Freedom Inclusive of Atheist Human. Now listen, remember, these people are calling themselves non-religious people, but here in their bill it's called the Religious Freedom Inclusive of Atheists, humanists, non-practicing, non-affiliated individuals. It announced a competitive process that would award grants of up to $500,000 to organizations committed to practicing the spread of atheism, humanism, Satanism, namely in South Central Asia and the middle of East and North Africa. What do you think of that?
They should maybe go to the Islamic countries. I'd like to see how that worked out. They get their heads chopped off.
Well, you know, in America, you have 300 million people that are armed. And at least 10% of those people, you know, are Christians, aren't they?
I would assume so. 10 or 20% even.
All right. So, should we get McTurner to say something?
Yes.
I'm here, Pastor Ernie. Remember, I'm still not quite right.
Now, hold it. Hold it there, John. Yeah. Now, folks, let me explain that to you. It's not the way you think. When he says he's not quite right. John's been under the, him and his and Mrs. both have been under the weather. And there's some stuff going around that also Pastor Joe and Harriet had, and others that we're having. I don't know if it's that Omicron or whatever they're calling it, but it's like a flu-type thing. John, tell them what the symptoms are.
Yeah. Pastor Ernie, I virtually never get sore throat, never. And this year was a raging fire in my throat. A tremendous headache, joints hurt. So it's calmed down, but what it's left me is kind of very, very tired. I get very, very kind of a weak feeling and tired. Got to sleep a lot. So right now I'm fighting sleep, Pastor Ernie, and trying to keep awake listening to what's going on. You're providing excellent information. Excellent.
One other thing, too. Those symptoms are all symptoms of old age, too. I just thought I thought I might mention.
I'm speechless.
I thought I might mention that.
I was going to mention the eulogy that John you gave a couple weeks ago for John Holman was very stirring, and I got to thinking about it. It actually proves that one man can actually fight City Hall, the state, the federal government, and make big changes just by, you know, one person. And it's almost like a modern-day David and Goliath type story. So
it was, and that's
what we need to continue doing.
Yeah, and that was, John, you gave him a tremendous eulogy, and that's true. And I'm sure, without any doubt in my mind, that John has heard those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," huh?
Yeah.
Oh, so, I'm sure. Yeah, and Pastor Ernie, I'll be quite honest with you. I mean, John and myself, we were friends for, I think, 33 years. And especially, you know, how closely we worked defending the helpless and all. And I feel his loss, Pastor Ernie. I mean, we talked every day, sometimes 2-3 times a day, and I'm like kind of lost now without him.
I know exactly what you mean. We had, of course you knew, and a lot of the pastors I had, we've had Pastor LeCohen's and Big Jim Gardner, and Pastor Tom, who was one of my
Pastor Tom. Yes, I remember him vividly.
He was one of the best evangelists I've ever known. And over the years, I've lost all of those fellows. They all went home to be with the Lord, working with them. In fact, we go back to some years ago. We started our Thursday morning men's prayer breakfast. There was about 25 pastors that would have attended on a regular basis in the beginning, and I'm the only one that's still here. Okay, they've all gone home to be with the Lord. Now there's some that came later that are still with us, like my good friend Pastor Steve Sawcheck and others. But anyhow, yeah, I know in every case, in every one of those cases, those men, every one of them, would hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." They went home, and that's what we're striving for, is it not, to hear those words when we leave this world?
I can't get any better than that. I mean, to please Jesus Christ because of our ministry here. Yeah, and Pastor Ernie, I guess it's a little reminiscing. I go back into the late 1970s as one of the original founders of Cops for Christ International. I'm it, Pastor Ernie. Every single one has passed away that was involved in the beginning and things. I'm the only one left.
Reminds me of that movie I saw one time. It was called The Last Leaf on a Tree. And it was really a good movie because, you know, and it started off with this old-timer. He was sitting there in his rocking chair, and he's looking out the window. And you watch this tree. It was in the wintertime, had one leaf on it, and the leaf starts to fall. It starts to fall, and then they switch and they go back to where he was young, and he met his wife, and they fell in love, and their whole life is there, and all of these people. And then it ends that he's the only one left, and when the leaf had finally hit the ground, he was no longer there. Kind of reminds me of that, but we're seeing a lot of that. I know a lot of the folks out there listening to us tonight can relate to that. And, you know, I wanted to say, too, I met some of the folks that have supported this ministry for a very long time. They came out last night to meet me, and I really appreciate that, and meeting these folks out there that have supported us for such a long time. And I really appreciate the fact that they took the time out of their busy schedule to come out and to meet me there. And so it was a wonderful thing. And anyhow, I might start going out and speaking again like I used to. Remember, we used to go all over the place and speak. Remember our old buddy Noah Hutchins?
Yeah.
We used to. We went with him. We had all of the Shake the Nation, all of the pastors that we went across, trying to wake the nation up, trying to wake the pastors up. And we preached Heaven Sweet Hell Hot. We did the best we could. And I want to think that we did, in some way, we held back. We held back the Antichrist system as we were supposed to do. And so, anyhow, with that, we got some more articles real quick I want to go through. Joe Biden turns to shake hands with heir after receiving Israeli Presidential Medal of Honor. And I'm looking here. I saw him do that before.
Yeah.
When Obama was there.
He was walking around shaking nobody's hand.
Yeah, he was there. But here, there's something strange about this, John, because he turns and he's looking and there's nobody there. But it's almost like in both cases when I watched him, it was like he was seeing somebody. And I'm wondering if there was, if he was seeing some kind of demons or something there. There's something about that because he's actually looking and like he's trying to grip a hand that he can see this hand. And people are looking at him like, what's he doing?
Well, Pastor Ernie, he's full-blown dementia. So, you know, who knows what? Who knows? I mean, with dementia, he could be making up things and imagining things. And so he might very well see somebody there. Well, not in reality, but through his dementia mind.
Yeah, that whole video, if you look, when he comes off the plane, he's on the red carpet, and they actually had to point him. Okay, you had to walk this way. You got to turn here. They had spots, you know, big white dots on the carpet.
Jill wasn't with him because she normally gives him his pills before he goes out there to speak. They give him pills, and to try to keep his mind clear. Okay, I mean, think about this. When they declare him, when they use the 25th Amendment on him, which they're going to have to do something soon, right? Look who's next.
Yeah, the right. Giggling the goose.
What do you think she might do? I mean, look at this. This is not good for America, is it?
I don't think she has dementia. But if you listen to her talk, she's like as bad as Biden with dementia. I mean, she is like incoherent, bizarre things she says. Doesn't like finish sentence. And there's this terrible giggle she does. She's got this hideous sounding giggle.
You know, we were talking about John in Psalm 2, where he talks about, why do the heathen rage, and why do they imagine a vain thing? And here, you know, when you think about this, and just think about this where he says, let me just jump over there to Psalm 2 for a minute. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord. Boy, we're seeing that in spades, aren't we? And against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. In other words, let us do exactly what I just read here, you know, to be armed and formed against the Christians here. And he says, he that sitteth in the heavens, now listen to this, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. You've got Kamala Harris. She's got no idea what she's saying. She laughs and cackles. Now, you got Joe Biden, who's out there in la-la land. But listen to this. The Democrats think that men can have babies. You know, of course, when they're not having their menstrual period, right? They don't know. But you see, now they think that men can have babies, but they don't know what a woman is. Now, the AMA now no longer knows if there's really two genders. They no longer know this. In the state of Washington out there in Oregon, they want to put Tampax machines, dispensers, in boys' bathrooms. Now, let me ask you this, John McTernan. Is that a sign that, hey, God has them in derision? Is that a sign that these people are in total derision?
If it wasn't like kind of, what would be the word, because it's not real, but if it was, this, I'm at a loss for words. It's like a comedy act. It is really like God thinking that professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. Right out of Romans chapter 1.
Right. And, but I mean, God laughed. Now listen, what you just said, the heavens shall laugh. He's laughing because they're acting like total fools. Okay?
Exactly.
And the Lord shall have them in derision.
It's so, almost like wandering around like a bunch of fools at the Tower of Babel. You know, just total disorganization.
Well, Pastor Ernie, I watched a Senate hearing, and it was some professor from
Berkeley.
Berkeley. And the senator
was that the black woman with with a medal in her nose?
Yep.
Yeah, she had the rings in her nose.
And yeah.
And so she was an idiot. I mean, the worse she answered, the better people like her thought. So after it was all over, they had people analyzing it, and they were so, what a job she did, Pastor Ernie. She really nailed that senator and schooled him.
Josh Hawley is a good man, a godly man, and God gave him discernment, and he showed her, Josh Hawley showed just what a fool that woman was, by talking to her, saying, look, do you realize that these are the people we're up against, people that don't know what women are, people that don't understand that boys don't have periods, people that don't really understand that there are only two genders. The Democrats out there that have become totally deluded. They're deluded, okay?
These are the ones that are teaching our kids. They want to get a hold of kindergarten kids and third and fourth graders and try and convince them that they're not boys and girls aren't girls. I mean, these people are running amok in the educational, in the halls of Congress, and they're in the White House, Biden. I mean, they're all over the place, Pastor Ernie.
You know, when the police there in Texas, when they stood there in the hallways while one of the Democrats, by the way, did you know that virtually 100% of those school shooters, the ones that weren't old enough to vote, their parents were Democrats?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Pastor.
100%. Okay. Now, again, guns don't kill people. Democrats do. They kill them by abortion, by euthanasia, by poisonous shots. Democrats kill people now, or deathocrats, if you want to call them that. But they thought that was a good thing that those police stood out there while they were and did nothing, didn't do their job, because see, they with the Democratic Communist Party, everything is inside out, upside down, and backwards. Nothing should be logical for these people. Nothing.
Well, that's what I was telling you, Pastor Ernie. That debate there in Congress with that woman there, that's the professor, the people that think like her, they thought she did a great job. She schooled this senator. Boy, she really showed him and how dangerous it is, because people that think like him, they get these transgendered people killed. And, what a great job. What a great job. It was like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, the problem is now is basically our so-called experts have the IQ of a box of rocks or grapefruit. We're really this dumbed down, and these are our leaders that are guiding us.
Exactly.
So the reason for that is because America has forgotten her God, huh?
Yeah.
And so, all right, John, you've got 4 minutes. Actually, now 3 minutes. You know what you have to do.
Okay. Well, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And there is a penalty, a terrible penalty to pay for sin. And God, well, we can't pay it ourselves. If we try and pay the penalty for sin, that is eternal separation from God in a place, a literal place called hell. But God, in his love for us, sent Jesus Christ. And that's why he died on the cross. He paid the penalty that we deserve for sin, so that if we repent of the sin and turn to Christ and confess that on the cross he shed his blood and paid the penalty for our sin, we then can have eternal life. It's not complicated. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not complicated at all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever believes in him. So it's up to people listening to the sound of my voice. Whosoever believes in him. And Pastor Ernie and the others, we're just messengers telling you what's in the Bible, what God said, and God's plan for eternal life. God's plan is immutable. In other words, it doesn't change. The gospel is the same today as it was 500 years, 1,000, 200 years, 2,000 years. And God's hand is out now offering whoever was willing to repent of sin and confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And a good friend of mine just went off into eternity, woke up in the morning and he was okay and developed a heart problem, and he passed off into eternity. But he was anchored in the Word of God with Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And everybody on this show, Pastor Ernie and everybody a part of it, we want every single one of our listeners to be in eternity with Jesus Christ. There's no need for one not to be in heaven, right, Pastor Ernie?
Amen.
Heaven's open. And like you said, Pastor Ernie, well done. We would love everybody that's a part of this radio show for the Lord to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Yeah, and I think I'll close with this verse, 1 John 2:17. The world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. This whole mess is going to pass away one day.
Amen. John, that was a perfect verse to close with. We're out of time.
Okay,
so we want to say, as we do, good night, God bless, and always, 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 let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.